This show furnished by Stan Katzer Productions.
It's time for So What's Your Problem with life coach and self-proclaimed know-it-all, Stan Katzer. Taking your calls on everything and anything problematic in your life and relationships. Stan may tell you, don't worry, be happy, but we know it's not that easy. So that's where our experts step in to give you tools to navigate through difficult waters. Sit back, relax, let's get some perspective and learn how to have a better life. Now, here's your host, Stan the Man Katzer.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
Is this Elvis singing? I heard it was Elvis night or Elvis week.
Later.
Well, it's later. It's midnight already. You better get here, because right. Otherwise, hello out there, and welcome to So What's Your Problem? This is the weekly radio program. We have a team of experts that are here to help you solve, resolve, and help you with just about any issues you have in life, and especially right now. If you're on the freeway and somebody rammed you in the car, we have the man that is going to resolve that issue. All right, let me first begin by introducing my sidekick co-host, and she is the beautiful, brilliant, and here's where the sexual harassment comes in. She's all sexy, right. She's sassy. She knows all things fitness and health related. She is our fitness guru, and she is a model, an actor, a spokesperson, and a reporter, particularly a celebrity reporter. Let's say hello to the lovely Kristen Harold. Hi, Kristen.
Hello, Stan. You did not give me an extra career this week. Disappointed.
Oh, I'm sorry. On weekends, Kristen works as a carny, actually. She will, at a state fair, she will guess your height, weight, how many children you have.
I am the bearded woman.
And yes, and she's also the bearded lady.
And, sure, Renaissance woman.
And in her other lifetime, although she's gotten too tall and put on a couple of pounds, she was a female jockey and was quite successful. But let's go to, there's the round of applause. Now, our guest expert today is...
I'm very excited about this today.
And he is a personal injury attorney handling motor vehicle accidents, motorcycle accidents, pedestrian accidents. I just hit three along the way. Sorry. bicycle accident. That's a big one.
Basically, brain if injuries, you're injured, call
any type of injury.
Yeah, if you're injured, call our expert today. And he is Sam Manu Cherry. And Sam, did I pronounce that correctly?
Perfect, Stan.
I did a good job.
Very impressive.
Let's say hey to Sam. Hi, Sam. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good. How are you guys tonight?
Good. Sam is a handsome, dapper man. Mm-hmm. Came in with a beautiful suit. Very put together, I would say. And looks like an attorney.
Or I've been told that before.
He looks like an attorney. He's got the beard. He's got the beautiful, cool glasses.
They do say dress for the job you want.
Yes. Yeah. Kristen, anything going on this week? You want to talk about any problems, concerns, anything on your mind? Personal or business-wise?
The world's falling apart. What else are you going to do?
Is that your problem?
That's my problem.
That the world is falling apart.
Yes.
I think that's a problem for many of us.
I think so.
Sam, do us a favor, please, and to our listeners out there. Sam, what got you into the law? But give us a little bit of a bio.
Absolutely.
Going as far back as you care to, personal, family, whatever you want to talk about.
All right. Well, when I was in college, I was a pre-med, planning on becoming a doctor like many of my family members. But like with all things, corporate greed changed that, namely health insurance companies, failing to adequately pay medical providers, doctors. I used to see 20 patients a day, you see 100. So I decided that I'm going to help people that are hurt in another way.
Okay.
And I decided to switch from pre-med to pre-law, and then I proceeded to go to USC for law school. I went to UCLA undergrad.
Oh, very impressive.
Okay. Didn't have much love for UCLA, to be honest with you. I always felt more like a USC person. So I went there for law school, and I decided right away that I wanted to do injury law.
Okay.
Now, the beauty of injury law is that it's not paid on an hourly basis. The way the attorney is paid is from a percentage of the settlement. So the interests of the attorney and the client are always aligned, namely to get as much compensation for the client as possible because the attorney is paid from that.
Mm-hmm.
So upon graduating from law school, I went and worked at one of these large insurance defense law firms representing insurance companies against people that were hurt.
Okay.
And I don't.
So you would deal with you.
I would deal
you
with.
You would deal with who
attorneys like
later
me.
Became you.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I did that solely based on knowing that one day I was going to switch sides. It's kind of like a district attorney becoming a criminal defense attorney.
Right.
A lot of people don't realize that Johnny Cochran, before doing criminal defense, he was a DA.
Yeah.
So after 3 years of representing the devil, and they truly are, the 1% that owns insurance companies is the same 1% that owns banks. For example, do you guys know who owns Geico?
No.
Bank of America.
Berkshire Hathaway.
Really?
Warren Buffett.
So do you think he's in the business of making money or in the business of helping people?
Making money.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's making plenty of it.
So after 3 years of representing insurance companies, namely Geico and a couple of other large trucking companies, as well as a lot of supermarkets, I felt that I had learned enough, and I went off and I started a private practice doing personal injury law.
Oh, okay. As a solo practitioner?
Originally, yes.
Yeah, okay.
And then about 4 or 5 years ago, partnered up with two other personal injury attorneys.
Okay.
And we started Century Park Law Group. And we're currently in Century City, but we recently purchased a building that we're the master tenant on. And we're moving to Robertson and Olympic Boulevard.
It's a great area.
Yeah.
So,
is that before or after Ohio State beats USC in the bowl game?
I don't think it's possible for Ohio State to even win.
Yeah. We have a Ohio State grad in the USC.
Yes.
She went. Kristen Harold went to Ohio State, and she is a huge Buckeye fan, by the way.
I'm only a USC football fan. I'm a UCLA basketball fan.
Yeah, he goes with the winners.
Yes.
Sam, how many people do you, the Century Park Law Group, how many do you employ?
We employ, currently we're a little less. We've actually had some turnover since our move. On average, around 30 employees. We're three partners.
Wow. Oh, okay. It's a big firm.
It's an average size. For a personal injury firm, we're larger.
Yeah.
We have three partners that do different aspects of a case. I'm actually the pre-litigation partner at the firm now, where I handle cases from the intake to either settlement, or if it gets transferred to our litigation department, meaning filing a lawsuit, then it goes to another partner.
Okay. So you don't spend too much time in the courtroom.
No, I've taken enough depositions, handled enough trials that I felt the wear and tear. I get too emotionally involved, just my character and my disdain and anger towards the way insurance companies try to hurt people by not paying them fair value it got me too personal.
When someone comes to you and they've had an injury, walk us through a little bit what would happen. They've never been injured before. Sure. It was a bad car accident. Maybe it was a drunk driver. So there's a criminal element to it also. And what happens? What can they expect?
Sure. So under California law, when a person has been injured because of the negligence of another, that injured party is entitled to monetary compensation.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to explain to my clients that the insurance company for the other car is not God.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, I mean they can't go back in time and stop the accident. Similarly, they can't just tap the injured person on the head and make them feel better. All they can do, better said, all an insurance company is required to do is give money. And the amount of money that the person that's injured is entitled to is wholly dependent on the severity of their injuries. A simple example, you get rear-ended, you have some whiplash. That has a lower monetary value than if, God forbid, you get a broken neck from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in addition to the injuries determining the value of the case, the amount of insurance that the other car has is an obvious important factor. Unfortunately, under California law, the minimum insurance a car has to maintain is only $15,000. It's nothing. You go to the ER, and even if you don't have health insurance, that bill alone is going to be more than $15,000.
I've never understood that, actually.
It's low, and it needs to be increased. It's archaic in how low it is. So we stress upon all of our clients to get what is called underinsured motorist coverage, UIM.
Mm-hmm.
What it means is that if, God forbid, you're hit by a car and you have a catastrophic injury where that car has no insurance or a lower policy that's not enough policy to pay for all your damages, your own insurance acts like the insurance for the other car, and they'll pay your fair value of your damages. So we stress upon all of our clients when we are retained, let us see your insurance policy so that if you don't have the adequate coverage for another car accident in the future, that you get it now. And it's literally less than $100 a year difference in getting this kind of coverage.
So now, are we talking about we're talking about underinsured motorists.
Underinsured and uninsured are the same thing. Okay. The only difference is if the car that hits you has no insurance, then it's called uninsured. If the car that hits you has insurance but it's not enough, they're underinsured.
All right,
that's who hit me.
And we want to talk about Kristen's accident, but I do want to ask a question. Okay, so now somebody has the minimum, 1530, you know, whatever.
1530, exactly.
1530, they have the minimum, but they have underinsured. I mean,
the client themselves has underinsured?
Right. The person who's hit has to have underinsured motorists.
Yourself. You have to maintain that coverage yourself.
So how high can that coverage go to?
Go as high as you want.
Whatever you've paid for?
Go over $1 million.
Okay.
You got to have excess coverage where you protect yourself even more.
Yeah.
It's purely a factor of your financial ability.
I'm overinsured. Okay. I know that.
It's better to be overinsured than underinsured.
And we have to go to a break, but question. At this point, does it cost that person who just walked in your office any money at all, and how do fees work?
No. When we are retained as your attorneys, we advance any and all costs associated with the case. It's, for example, it costs $435 to file a lawsuit in L.A. County. Same with San Bernardino, Riverside. All the counties in Southern California are generally $435. Then there's private investigator costs, there's litigation costs, court costs. Those are all advanced.
Okay.
And in exchange, the attorney's fees is generally 33% of any recovery. No recovery, no fee.
Okay, that's perfect. So you listeners just got a good education there. So you're going to go to cplg.law, cplg.law, and ask for Sam Manocheri.
Very good.
And he's going to take care of you in a big way. They're very professional. They care about their clients. Wow, that first segment flew by. Stay with us. We're here with the beautiful and brilliant Kristen Harold and the also brilliant and beautiful Sam Manocheri. We like Sam's cool.
Yeah, he's good. Cool.
We're going to have fun. All right, stay with us and catch us on the other side. Be safe out there. And, you know, if somebody isn't, you know, Manocheri's your man.
Hey, Lou, I wasn't paying attention, and I got super glue all over our dining room table. What you made
me do? The refrigerator is always getting dirty. I get a fingerprint on it, and I get yelled at.
Lou Manfredini's taking your calls live from 8 to 9.
It's usually true that when you just ignore problems, they just get better.
Saturday mornings on House Smarts Radio. Give him a call with any of your home improvement questions right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
What you just made me do.
Jose, I still can't figure out why you want to be one of them smell good plumbers.
Honestly, Uncle Baba, the better question is, why wouldn't I? They drive new, fully stocked trucks with everything and a toilet, too. They wear fresh, clean, company-supplied uniforms. They have a price book with every job to eliminate guesswork. They don't have to drive far from home to get to the nearest service center. They work for a family-owned business with a family-oriented culture. They know everyone on their team is background-checked and drug-tested, and they get to help people by unstopping drains for $99.
Gee, maybe I'll put in an application, too.
I don't think that's a good fit, Uncle Baba. But they are looking to add to their smell good team. So, if anyone of you listening wants to apply like I did, please do.
This is Mike Diamond, and I guarantee my plumber will show up on time and smell good, or your house call is free.
Become a smell good plumber today. Apply online or call 1-800-446-MIKE for more information. Contractor license number 399-178.
Where do you get the best soul food in town? I mean the best. It's Doolin's on Crenshaw. It's for all your catering needs, for all your dining needs. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
A little less conversation, a little more action. All right, it's Elvis week. Saturday night, we're cooking here, and the show is So What's Your Problem?
Well, let's just say Stan named it Elvis Week. It's not really Elvis Week.
Yeah, Kristen is not a big, but you like Elvis?
I love Elvis.
Everybody loves Elvis.
I
don't
like the Beatles.
Absolutely.
I'm not a Beatles fan.
Oh, you're not a Beatles fan. I was, you, what do you, Sam, what do you think? You like the Beatles?
My mother does.
There you go. Sam doesn't like the Beatles
there,
either.
There you go. I'm not.
Beatles
no.
are overrated to me.
I like the Sgt. Pepper's album, but no, I you know when they first came out, the I Wanna Hold Your Hand. What
is that? Through a different
right. It's a little.
Styles.
They went through a lot of
40s, 50s,
changes.
50s.
Yeah, they. I mean, they come on. They were trendsetters. People go crazy for the Beatles, though. Anyway, let's
go crazy for new kids on the block, too, yeah. Stan. That doesn't mean anything.
Should ask my wife about Backstreet Boys.
There you go.
Oh, is that true?
Oh, you have no idea.
Is that her number one? Is that her number one groom?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask a question that shows what I know.
You should call her on the phone if you can. My wife will talk about Backstreet Boys all day.
Is she around? We'll get her right on the phone
back
right
streets,
now.
Backstreet's back. All right. I get all right, it.
What's your wife's number?
I'll tell you.
All right. Just mouth it to me. Hold it. All right. Hold on. We're getting Nicole on the phone to ask what her favorite does.
Are you really doing this?
I'm doing this right, right?
Is this right? I don't know. I don't
Hello,
think so.
We're waiting for Nicole. I may be doing this wrong. We may have to edit this out, but we're going to have some fun. Nicole Manicheri. This is a, we are, this is Stan Katzer on KABC AM radio with her husband, Sam, at the moment. We'd like to ask her a question.
Hold on just a second, please.
Okay, let's not take too long. This is a valuable airtime.
Yes, I apologize for even...
And our advertisers are going to... We're going to lose them. That's it. Toyota just left. Don't worry about it. And what type of business is she in?
She's a land use consultant. She helps people...
Yes.
Hello, is this Nicole?
Yes.
Hi, Nicole. We're sitting talking to Sam and Kristen Harrell on KABC 790 AM radio. Say hi to your husband.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hi, Nicole.
All right, listen. Hi, Nicole. All right, listen, baby. We need to know. Right out of the box, you could see any concert. Who's your favorite group that you want to see in concert?
The Backstreet Boys.
Oh, my God. He said it.
Ask her how many concerts she's been to.
How many Backstreet Boys concerts have you been to?
Oh, my God. In the last 20 years?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We got it. That's a long time. All right, listen. Put the radio on so you can hear your husband. He's brilliant, and we love him on the show. And Nicole, you come down also. We'll torture you.
I would love to. I'm going to tune in right now.
All right, get back to work. What do you, and what are you working so late? You're in your office late on a Saturday. Wow. All right, dear. Nice chatting with you.
Thank you.
I'm old school, so I'll be flirting with you soon. Bye.
Great. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Listeners, stay there. Okay. You were right. Sam knows his way. You know, that's actually a funny segment. Like, they used to, remember the show? Like, it was like, how well do you know your wife? It was
yes.
The Newlywed Game.
The Newlywed
Game was
best.
A lot of fun.
I wish they would bring that back.
They should.
Did they bring it back in some form?
They might have in the, I don't know, but that was a fun show.
You know, that could even be an at-home game. You have two or three couples come over, you drink a little wine.
I'm sure there's a board game.
There has to be a board game.
There's got
to
be.
Not talk to Parker Brothers, definitely.
And I don't like to talk about my experience. I was on the dating game, won the date, and it was a nightmare.
Ah!
But anyway.
I know a lot of people
leave that for another day.
I went on a blind date with Daisy Fuentes once.
Oh, did you?
But it's not the Daisy Fuentes that you think.
Oh, it's a different Daisy Fuentes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She didn't look like Daisy Fuentes.
Did you think it was Daisy Fuentes?
I kind of fooled myself into like thinking
she's
going to
look like Daisy Fuentes.
She had a picture of me, but I didn't have a picture of her.
Oh, okay. So it was not a, it was a blind date. Not
right away, you know, you're being
not like a
it was when I was doing insurance defense.
Yeah.
Her father owned a bus company, and we represented the busing company.
This
was the defense who got into a very bad car accident, and she was my contact person named Daisy Fuentes.
Diane, hang in. We're going to get to you in a second. I'm sorry. Are you there, Diane?
Yes.
Okay, listen to the story. You may want to chime in when we get to you. Thank you. Go ahead, Sam. Sorry.
So she was the daughter of the owner of the busing company, and she was my contact person.
Oh, the
and over
of
the life
owner.
Of the case,
we kind
of became friendly. And then when the case ended, I asked
went
her
out. Yeah.
And she happened to actually go to the same high school I did, and she had a picture of me because her brother was the same year as me. And anyways, she was not.
She was not. Okay, we get it. All right, we have a caller.
Yes,
Sam,
Diane.
Do you mind if we take the caller?
Absolutely. Diane, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm good. Well,
that's Sam, our personal injury attorney. So, Diane.
Yeah.
What's going on? I mean, it's pretty late. It's pretty late out there. You're home alone. You got some company. What are you doing? Drinking some wine, watching the tube, listening to the radio, of course. go ahead.
I'm listening to the radio and kind of just kicking back with my boyfriend.
Aha. Uh-huh. What's the story on the boyfriend? Is he all right? Or are you a little pain in the neck? What do you think?
He's all right. Yeah.
How long you got him so far? How long you got him?
We've been together 5 years.
Five. All right. Well, that's pretty good. Were you a woman that may have been married before?
Yes.
Okay.
I have been married before.
And by the way, if you stay and listen on the radio, Sam is going to go teach me, an old school guy, where I have to draw the line with my flirting.
Absolutely.
All right, anyway, what's your question, Diane? Please, go ahead.
Well,
first of all, did you have anything to say about the conversation we had? Did you watch the Newlywed Game? Did you like that show?
Yes, I do like the Newlywed Game.
It's fun, right? They should bring it back.
They should bring it back.
So yeah. Did you hear Sam's Daisy Fuentes story?
Yes.
I think we've all had a story like that. Anyway, I'm sorry. What's your question? We have the great Sam Manucherry.
Well, I live in a big condo, you know, kind of complex.
Complex, okay.
We have common areas.
Okay.
And I have a dog that I walk frequently. And I noticed that people in the areas, a lot of them don't put their dog on a leash. Now, about a month ago, my dog and another dog got into a fight, and there was the person who had the other dog didn't have it on a leash. So the owner stuck her hand in there, and she got bit. And I just want to know, am I responsible for that if my dog did that? Or
right. Did she get bit? Did she get bitten or not?
Yes.
Okay.
She did. She got bitten. And
all right.
Okay,
but
so
I don't know if it was my dog.
I think Sam's ready.
All right, so let me just
blame me, and you know, I'm just not.
Okay, here's Sam Manucherry.
All right, okay. So Diane, let me just get some clarification. So you're walking your dog on a leash, and the other dog is off the leash, and it came to attack your dog.
Well, I don't know who attacked who, but the dog got into a fight.
Okay, was the other dog off the leash?
It got into the fight with the dog off the leash, and. I wouldn't say that her dog rushed my dog. I think it was like a mutual thing. But her dog definitely was off a leash and mine was on. And she got bitten. And I just want to know if
the dog got bitten or the owner of the dog got bitten?
Owner. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Owner,
okay.
And if so, if I'm responsible, I mean, what do they do through my...
Well, let's see what Sam thinks you are responsible.
Okay.
Okay.
First off, I would argue that you're not responsible based on the fact that if she had her dog off the leash, I mean on the leash, then she would have been able to pull her dog away from your dog without getting near your dog. So that's first off. Second off, if the other dog approached your dog because it was off the leash, that dog is responsible for the interaction between your dog and the other lady. Assuming that somehow she can prove that it's your fault, your next question was, well, what happens next? Well, you as the dog owner would be held responsible if you were found liable for her injuries. So she would hire an attorney, and the attorney, if it was me, I would tell her that you don't have a case, unfortunately, based on the couple of factors I just said. But if she found some other attorney that says, you know what, I think there is liability on the other dog owner, he would send you a letter requesting any and all insurance information you might have to cover this type of case. Generally, a homeowner's insurance policy does cover dog bites. If you are a renter at your apartment, then you probably don't have the kind of insurance mm-hmm. that would cover this. So if that's the situation, that there is no insurance to cover it, then she would demand money from you. And should you not come to terms on the amount that she wants, either you say, no, I don't want to pay you anything, or what you offer her is less than what she'll accept, her next option is to file a lawsuit against you personally. It's just like in a car accident. In a car accident, if the person that gets rear-ended can't come to terms with the person that caused the rear-end, normally through her insurance, then that lawyer would sue the person that rear-ended them, and their insurance would defend it. But in this case, there doesn't appear to be any insurance that would cover this based on you being a renter at your home. And not having homeowner's insurance, and car insurance doesn't cover it, and generally there's not any other kind of insurance that covers a dog bite other than homeowner's insurance. So in your situation, I don't think she'll find a lawyer that would take on her case based on the fact pattern you've told me. And if she does, you'll be receiving a letter from her lawyer advising you that she's represented by an attorney requesting insurance information. If you don't have any insurance information, I recommend that you contact the attorney and tell him there's no insurance to cover this and that you would fight it if you were sued. If you do get sued, then you would have to hire an attorney. Normally, your insurance would hire a defense attorney to defend you if there was insurance in the first place.
But, oh, I see.
But since there's no insurance...
Now, can they go after the guy who owns the condo, the one I'm renting it from?
Wow.
No.
Okay, good.
You are the owner of the dog. Yeah,
it's not like owning a car and somebody drives in.
That's a good question, though.
It is a great question.
Yeah. All right, Diane, good question. You got 2 out of 3 people that think that was a good question. No, I'm teasing. A very good question. Call us next Saturday and keep listening, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, take care, dear.
Bye,
all right, we're up against the break. Kristen Harold, Sam Manicheri, personal injury attorney. Get this down right now. CPLG.law. CPLG.law. This is a pretty good medium-sized law firm. They'll take care of you. Sam cares. And a lot of times he spends sleepless nights worrying about your case. That's true.
His quality wife told over me. Quantity.
Quality over quantity.
Always.
Exactly. All right. Come back on the other side. KBC 790 AM. Stan Katzer.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News. I'm James Stanley with this news update. A small plane crashed into a house near San Diego yesterday. This man was there and said he had no idea that it was a plane.
We didn't even know what caused the fire. We didn't even know that there was like an airplane because we didn't see. We just heard and we came out.
We'll have an update for you on all of the fires across Southern California coming up at the top of the hour. Today is International Human Rights Day, the beginning of a year-long emphasis on human rights by the United Nations.
To mark the 70th anniversary of the UN General Assembly's adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the global organization, made up of 193 member states, says their goal is to continue to stand up for the rights of every person in the world. And among the issues that will be of particular focus over the next year will be human trafficking and climate change. I'm John Stolmus.
KABC SoCal weather. Overnight, partly cloudy, low 53, sunny and smoky for Sunday with a high of 85. Right now it's 57 degrees in downtown Los Angeles. I'm James Stanley, KABC News.
Are you one of the gazillions of people that need white noise to sleep? Well, then do we have a gift idea for you. Here's a teaser. It fits in your hand.
What?
Find out more with me, Lou Manfredini, on House Smarts Radio. Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I just can't wait to replace my windows and doors, said no homeowner ever. The task seems overwhelming. The process complicated. Well, that's about to change. Marvin Windows and Doors is offering homeowners an invaluable window and door replacement guide at MyReplacementGuide.com. Visit MyReplacementGuide.com now and turn confusion into confidence. It describes and simplifies the process. Learn about the anatomy of a window and browse through style and performance options. Discover how the type of windows or doors you choose can complement the architecture of your home. Go to MyReplacementGuide.com. Now is the time to get all of the details on how energy-efficient options can help lower your utility bills. Stop waiting and start enhancing your home. Download your Marvin Windows and Doors Replacement Guide at MyReplacementGuide.com. Do it today. That's MyReplacementGuide.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Meryl Schindler with the Daily Nosh here on KBC. And, you know, after a fine meal of your chicken and of all your great side dishes, I don't know, maybe a good eater might like a little something sweet. You carry any desserts?
A few. We carry a few. And you know, a big part of Southern home cooking, Meryl, are the desserts. Fantastic desserts. And we carry them all at Doolin's, from banana pudding to red velvet cake, sweet potato pie, of course. One of my favorites is lemon icebox pie.
Oh,
delicious.
Ew.
Delicious lemon icebox pie, all types of pound cakes. And I tell you, folks can't get enough.
And you could wash it all down with the famous sweet tea, which they drink all over the South. Little known up here, but it is just what it sounds like. It is sweet tea.
It's very sweet, but I like mine with a little dab of lemonade, Meryl.
That sounds so perfect. But then perfection is what they do at Doolin's. Doolin's on Crenshaw and Doolin's Soul Food Kitchen. Perfection indeed.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
Maybe I. You have to sing with us.
I'm the worst singer. You should have my wife sing.
I'm
my wife
horrible.
Sings.
I'm definitely not.
My wife
this.
Sings.
Just go.
My wife sang at our wedding.
And
maybe I love you quite as often as I could have.
I'm very impressed you didn't do Neil Diamond tonight.
Little things I should have done instead.
Said and done.
Hey, okay, who has been in a relationship, probably not Kristen, have you, where you can relate to this song? I mean, your wife is maybe listening, but I know for sure, you know, someone that after the relationship was over, I felt I could relate to that song.
I can relate to the song even with my wife. I'm not the most emotional person.
Oh, okay.
You know, I kind of...
You're kind of a...
I'm the opposite of my wife. My wife
kind of
shows,
a lawyer.
Yes.
You're kind of a lawyer.
You're a social assassin.
Yes. Social grenade.
Social grenade. I like that.
But my wife's the opposite. That's why.
That's
why
you
drive. Her sleeve.
Yeah, that's nice.
As you could hear, even in that.
Yeah, she's very sweet. Oh, she's so cute.
Yeah, she's adorable.
Backstreet Boys. Oh my God! In 20 years, how many times I saw the Backstreet
she's
32, Boys?
32. So 32 minus 20. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, you
wow,
got.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a young one. A young one, that's terrible. All right, Kristen Harrell, seriously, I know we talked about this weeks ago when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Has an interesting, I think, kind of a
I'm going to run this by you.
Game.
Please.
And listen.
I freelance for a company. A number of us freelance for a company.
Meaning you're an independent contractor.
We're independent contractors. The man that hires us, and we've all been working for this man for about 9 years, 10 years. We're all very consistent workers. Will get a bug up his rear end and just lay into us like crazy. Just it's not just about business. It goes personal. It goes deep. He just digs in, screaming and yelling like he's a maniac for about 20 minutes. And you're like, what is happening here?
For no cause even. Even though that's not relevant.
He will think there's a cause.
Okay.
A normal person... If he's angry about something that went wrong in business, that's fine. But I don't think you take it to a personal level, which he has done with many of us a few times. And I tried to get a bunch of people together to complain about this because it's, I mean, Stan knows he had me in tears for.
I understand.
So what are freelancers' rights? What do you do in a situation like that? You can't record him. That's a he said, she said situation.
Are there witnesses?
Well, can you legally?
No, because he does it in his office. Screaming at you while you're at home on
history,
the phone.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
There is a history
that he does this behavior
with other people. Yes.
Right. Well,
but other people won't come forward because everyone's afraid of not having work.
That's the most common reason why people don't come forward is the ramifications of financially and embarrassment if there's certain embarrassing allegations. What I recommend to do in a situation where you need. Let me back up. If you were to bring a claim for sexual harassment or hostile work environment or any kind of discrimination, the burden of proof is on you.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to memorialize things that happened.
You write it down.
Send them an email saying, "Dear John, I don't appreciate you yelling at me," because just memorialize it.
Right.
And if he doesn't respond with, "I don't know what you're talking about," or "What are you saying? This never happened," things like that, which, you know, presumably he wouldn't, then him not renouncing what you say is evidence that he's implicitly agreeing that that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key to any case is evidence.
Mm-hmm.
What I always tell our injury clients is it's not what you know. It's what I can prove that matters.
Okay.
You're going to have a jury of 12 people that don't know you, don't know him.
Right.
And presumably they're going to be objective along with the judge.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to know anything other than what's presented to them through evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So that evidence is tantamount, is key to proving your case because the burden is on you as the plaintiff.
Okay.
So my recommendation to you is if you have no witnesses, you have no physical evidence, is to memorialize things in writing through emails.
Yeah.
And you don't need to make it a legal sounding or anything. Just say, "I don't appreciate that you yelled at me at this or that. Even if you are upset regarding this, it's not right for you to call me names and things like that."
But do you see where it gets tricky? Because we're freelancers. So he can just say, "Okay, won't use you anymore."
Well, that could be retaliation.
Right.
Retaliation.
Yeah. There's certain issues between an employee versus an independent contractor.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Even if you are labeled an independent contractor, it doesn't mean that the law sees you that way.
Mm.
Like, I could have somebody working for me 40 hours a week and I label her quote-unquote independent contractor.
Mm-hmm.
The law doesn't see it that way.
Right.
The facts determine whether you're truly independent contractor or not. Irrespective, you have rights.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has rights.
Okay. Just wondering if this will be a next thing coming out, emotional abuse. And it's
a very difficult thing to prove.
Right.
You know, The problem is that most people don't like... Look, in the end, you could sue for anything. I could sue you for hitting me even though you didn't.
Right.
Doesn't mean I'm going to win. Doesn't mean that, you know, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
You always have to understand, people always ask me in personal injury, what do you think the value of my case is?
Mm-hmm.
And it's dependent on the injuries. But it, in the end, the answer is, what do you think a jury of 12 people will give you?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
But as you say, memorialize and document.
Yes.
And especially because Kristen told me this particular boss is an abusive, emotional abusive anyway. I don't think he touches anybody.
No, no.
So there is a history there.
He just goes through.
So you're in
rants.
Court now and you bring in witnesses. That could start, I mean, not witnesses, but people that had the same experience.
Assuming that, that they'll testify.
They won't testify.
Yeah.
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 That's difficult to get people to do that.
Because they have their own interests.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you just got an interesting email question. Let me just throw it out there. I want to get back, and it is a little bit about sexual harassment, which we do want to talk about. It's pretty prevalent in this day and age.
Oh, yes.
And believe me, it's getting close to 1 a.m, so, you know, who knows what could be going on in those singles clubs.
Yes, I'm sure we'll get a lot of calls if people leave the club.
I had a friend of mine that was single, and he was at a bar, a nice restaurant, and... he was having drinks with a very nice gal and they were getting along great. And during the conversation, you know, there was a kiss between each other. And then later, I think the gal asked the guy, "Why'd you kiss me?" And the guy said, "Well, you kissed me." Anyway. Do you have to watch out for that?
Was that a joke? Was that a story?
No, that's a true story.
Really?
Yeah. Who knows?
Again. Yeah, technically, if she didn't allow you to kiss her, that is a battery.
Right.
But
ooh,
what is
battery.
The value? What is the value? Sexual battery.
Yeah, there's...
What is
right,
the...
But let's say it was mutual, but now the story changes.
No, yeah. Even if you said, yeah, I kissed you.
But the bartender may have been a witness. All right, here's a good one. This is from Susan. Susan works in an office with approximately 25 employees, 15 female. Her boss is considered gregarious. He's outgoing. We kind of touched on this in the green room. He's warm. He's friendly. He's known as a hugger. And Susan works under him as a supervisor of pretty much the women who are in the accounting department. But there's a lot of rumblings now, and this is what she's concerned about some sexual harassment or inappropriate behavior by the part of the boss. Now, she believes that it is possible that, you know, he's the kind of guy that could walk by one of the gals and give her a quick back rub or something like that. But she's confused. Is there anything she could do at this point to help protect the boss?
For past actions? Absolutely.
No. Oh, you can't?
They need to.
Okay.
The past actions are what they are, but they need to institute a protocol for the staff or the underlings, the subordinates, whatever you would like to call them, for them to have a recourse up the chain to let the boss know that they're not comfortable with it. This is where human resources comes in.
So this could be Susan. Oh, human resources. Okay.
Human resources. There needs to be a chain of command up the chain because you can't – it's far too difficult to expect the person getting harassed to tell the boss themselves, stop.
Yeah, that was what I was going
to
do.
There needs to be – a person in place. You know, a lot of these paychecks companies, ADP paychecks, they provide human resources for this. At our firm, we have a company like this that assists us in situations where we're not sure what to do.
Right.
You know, we're personal injury attorneys. We do deal with sexual harassment, but this is a workplace environment issue. This is a labor law issue.
Okay.
So in that situation, they need to immediately institute some sort of protocol and advise everybody in the firm or whatever the office is that there is a voice, there's an ear that will hear your voice, namely somebody in human resources.
Okay.
So that they can express their discomfort.
So at this point, like there's
but he's still liable for the past actions.
The past.
But you want to mitigate those because if the firm doesn't change things, then they're allowing for a hostile work environment.
So what would be a recommendation to Susan to tell them to go to HR, or in this case, I think it sounds like there's an office manager, or
the office manager
to get it documented?
Firm-wide email. from everybody saying, okay. Does anybody have anything? You don't necessarily have to say, does anybody have a harassment issue with the boss? But say that my office door is open, right. If anybody has any issues in any regard regards to the workplace environment.
Perfect. Yeah. And that way you're not eliciting too much trouble, but you're just
opening. Because the employer gets liable when employees complain and the employer doesn't do anything about it. All right. In this situation, I'm not sure if the boss is like the sole owner or if there's other partners.
Yeah.
But in my situation, let's say that one of my partners did something wrong or a supervisor did something wrong.
Yeah.
And I know about it and I do nothing. My firm becomes liable for failure to act.
Oh, because, But you would go to that partner and say.
Of course.
Yeah. Hey,
no,
excuse me.
We have a zero tolerance policy at our firm.
Yeah.
I don't allow any kind of discomfort. I believe in good workplace environment, happy. We're there 8 hours a day minimum. Should be happy.
I know, why not?
Yeah, make it nice.
Stan makes me so miserable in this 1 hour.
Yeah, it makes you laugh, though.
Yeah, we laugh. And we come together to the office. And at, 1 o'clock, the three of us are going to go out. We're going to call Nicole.
Yeah.
We're
going to
meet
before the,
we're
going to
have
before the bar's closed.
A couple of drinks and some Backstreet Boys.
All right.
We're cooking. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Talk Radio 790 KBC. I'm Stan Katzer. The beautiful, talented Kristen Harold stars stage, screen, screen, stage, and stage. And also the beautiful and talented Sam Manucherry.
Have you been called beautiful and talented before, Sam?
No.
Not to the
show.
CPLG.law. CPLG.law. I'm old school. I'm an equal.
You flirt with men and women.
Yes.
I do as well.
I'm an equal opportunity flirter.
I agree. 100%.
Thank you.
Okay. As long as it's not your employee.
Stay with us and come back.
Hey, I'm Scott, and I have a new talk show that will help you get out of debt faster, save more money, retire rich, and become a financial rock star. Get up early and listen to the Scott Allen Turner Show, Sundays at 4 a.m. on 790 KABC.
Where do you get the best soul food in town? I mean the best. I mean licking your plate clean, licking your fingers off. It's Doolin's on Crenshaw. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker. This is exquisite. This is Southern cooking at its very best. Southern cooking is the essence of home cooking. It's the essence of comfort food. Their fried chicken is something to dream about. Try the oxtails, the short ribs, the macaroni and cheese. It's for all your catering needs, for all your dining needs. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker.
Tired of that same old boring talk show? Then tune into So What's Your Problem? Stan Katzer is guaranteed to make you laugh and help solve your real-life problems. Tune in Saturdays at midnight right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. My number is 310-277-8232. Give me a call. 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com.
Neighborhoods all over the country are on high alert. The death toll is now at 96 a day. At that rate, there will be no elephants left in 10 years. And that's a crime against us all. Stop the ivory trade. Fight the crime. Go to 96elephants.org.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
We're caught in a trap.
I can't get out.
I could see why, people loved Elvis. He had the voice, the whole style.
He was amazing.
He was the whole package, really. What an amazing, really. I'm going to say something. In my lifetime, I would say he's the number one entertainer ever. Now, if you ask me what kind of music I like, I was kind of more like, Bob Dylan, Crosby, Stills and Nash, that kind of stuff. Kristen Harrell, if you could go to any concert, and even someone that's passed away, who would it be?
George Michael.
Oh, really? George
Michael? I missed
Michael?
That one.
Really?
Fan. I'm a huge George Michael
fan. He had
a
great sound. Great sound, huh?
Loved him.
Tragic the way he passed.
That one bums me out. That hurts that I didn't get to see him.
That hurt.
That hurts.
You know who I loved, who I know you didn't like that, you didn't care for that much. I don't know about Sam. I was a big Amy Winehouse fan.
Yeah, she was great.
What a tragedy that was.
Well, Stan and Sam can talk about Amy Winehouse.
All right, Sam, what are you, is there anybody?
Michael Jackson, for sure.
Oh, what a performer.
For sure.
Crazy good performer.
That was a blindside.
It's so funny, I'm not a big concert goer, so I never think to go to concerts.
Well, you're a Jimmy Buffett concert goer.
I do.
She loves Jimmy Buffett.
I never miss him.
Oh, you like Jimmy Buffett too?
Once a year I go.
To see him.
My wife got me really into him. My wife's a singer.
Oh,
so, really?
Yeah, she's actually singing the national anthem at a Dodger game.
No way. Yeah. How did that happen?
I'm not sure it was pre-me, so...
It was pre-you. Okay.
I know she's saying that. She sings all the time.
That's,
she sang at her wedding, too.
She has a real voice. Oh, what she sang? What was her song?
She sang
That's
I'll
sweet.
Always Love
like
You
that.
By Whitney Houston.
Oh, there's a song.
That's a tough song, too.
She blew away my whole family.
Oh, yeah, that's a hard song.
And she did it a cappella? You had a band?
No, there was music.
Music with it.
She killed it, yeah.
Yeah, actually, at my friend's wedding, Jefferson Airplane back in the day had a song called Check It Out. It's one of the most beautiful love songs, and it's called Today. Just Today. It's not like rock and roll or anything. Today, I feel like... It's a beautiful song. Check it out, listeners. And also, check out Sam Manoucheri. He really is. He's a very powerful, successful, formidable personal injury attorney right here in L.A. Gorgeous offices, and just moved to some new offices. And a very easy way to get in contact with Sam. Any kind of personal injury, and even if it's a borderline sexual harassment, give Sam a call. He's a good guy. And he could even direct you in the right place if his firm can't help you. But
yeah, it's a free consult anyway. So
free
never,
consult.
Never
yeah.
hesitate to call us.
You're in an accident. Don't hesitate. Get an attorney, because the attorney will let you know what kind of case you have, what you're looking at, and there is no cost. And if you get involved, let's say with Sam, no recovery, no fee.
Absolutely.
That kind of a,
correct.
Yeah, if there's no settlement, no recovery, there's...
you walk away with some free
you
medical
walk
care.
Away with... there you go. Okay, so anyway, and he's also CPLG.law. CPLG.law.
Like Century Park Law Group.
Century Park Law Group. That's what that stands for. CPLG. Okay, I want to say this now. So we're talking about sexual harassment a little bit. Sam, first of all, let me ask you a question. He very perspicaciously knew that I could be the kind of guy, old school, that may have flirted over the line, borderline sexual harassment. He just pinned me like in a second. So I will say to you, yes, the workplace was difficult for someone like me. I'm friendly. I'm warm. I like women. And I think if I like somebody, I feel like, it's nice to compliment them or, something like that. But where do we draw the line now? What is acceptable? You know what I mean? Can I say, hey, you look amazing today? And am I over the line of saying, ooh, that miniskirt really shows off your legs? What do we do?
It's a simple question always.
Okay. Well, from a simple guy.
What would a reasonable person think is over the line? It's not a question of, well, I feel like what I'm saying is fine. The question is the recipient.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's what you have to worry about.
So you have to know your customers.
What would the reasonable person hearing that
right.
feel?
Yeah.
Would they feel uncomfortable? Would they feel pressured? Especially when there's a power situation where they have some sort of
subordinate.
Authority.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, if that's the way you are, walking around socially, that's one thing. A person can say F you and walk away.
Right.
It's different when they have to interact with you on a daily basis. Every person is different. Kristen might have been raised by a father that was kind of like you, and she thinks it's kind of normal. Then
Thank
she might have had
an older brother.
She might have been raised by a very, Orthodox Protestant or whatever
Puritan
kind of person where
takes offense. So,
takes offense.
Yeah, yeah.
Always try to put yourself in a position of a quote unquote reasonable person, because that is the standard in every type of law. Every law that is established regarding any kind of case, criminal, civil, family law, it's always a question of reasonable.
Within reason.
Yes. Even reasonable doubt.
And understanding again.
Speaking of within reason, I'm kind of having a hard time with these cases that are coming out. He harassed me 20 years ago. He touched me 20 years ago. I mean, really? Are we really going back 20, 30 years? Am I a horrible person to say that? I mean, it just seems like...
Well, those people that are coming out about 20 years ago, they're not necessarily having a case against that person. They might just be...
They're just making a
corroborating
corroborating.
The one that's coming out now. So even like
Oh, the, Weinstein, they're coming through the woodwork.
Weinstein, if it's within the statute of limitations.
Let's talk, that guy, what he's done is too extreme.
Al Franken, Roy Moore,
like all these guys.
Well, there's a spectrum, isn't there, Sam?
Of course, with everything.
There's got to be a spectrum.
There's the line at some point that if it's crossed, it's illegal, you know, and there's liability. But in regards to somebody coming out and corroborating that happened to me too, the whole hashtag Me Too, they're not necessarily seeking any compensation. They're not seeking any criminal action against that person. They're just maybe needing to vent something that they've been holding inside themselves for so long because of fear or embarrassment or whatever perfectly deserving reason they have to have stayed silent. You know, they're not necessarily trying to get any money from anybody or get anybody in jail.
They're just trying
to express themselves that, like, look, this person's not making it up. It happened to me, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, we get that. We got that. But in a way, though, to me, this is just me, my projection, or what I'm feeling, is that it's almost like you almost have to be embarrassed if you haven't been sexually harassed in the workplace. It's a terrible thing to say because it's so prevalent now that I think sometimes people are thinking, that boss may have, you know, you even said, we're not going to say specifically, that you had a boss that maybe was inappropriate at the time. You didn't care. Now when you think back to it.
Well, I could have gotten him in trouble. It didn't bother me.
It wasn't a big deal. The other thing, too. You got to, knowing your customers.
Yeah.
You know, you could work with a Kristen and the guy does the same thing and they're not strong enough or secure enough to say, I know the guy, you know, he doesn't really mean anything.
Look, it's always better to go, what I advise employers or generally men in general, normally the harasser is the male.
Yeah.
Is just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
You know, because just like with any type of law, there's those that abuse it as well.
Yeah, of course.
You know, in our office, anytime we have any kind of issue like that, there's always more than one person in the room. Just like how doctors required to have a nurse in that room.
Yeah.
Is because.
Oh, absolutely.
It's because things happen and even if it's innocent, you want to make sure that you can prove that this was an innocent situation and you never know who the other person is. They might be looking for a payday.
And there are executives, CEOs, whomever, that if they're smart, let's say they have a female assistant, will have them sit in on a meeting.
Absolutely.
Just to make sure that nothing
it keeps them in check
toward happened.
Yeah.
Keeps, I think we should go on the record and say there are many men that are not like this and there are many good men out there too.
Yeah, but there are some men that are confused. I mean that.
I'm a
big complimenter. You know, I'm not a toucher, but you know what I mean, Sam?
Generally, the people that become harassers are those of power, of celebrity, of fame, because they, like I was telling you guys off the air, they fool themselves into thinking that everybody wants them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, they get this impression of like, you should be honored that I'm flirting with you. And I say flirting with quotations.
Right.
It could be harassment.
Yeah, of course.
You should be honored to have me hit on you.
That's what you think part of the psyche is?
With all these politicians and celebrities, they have an issue that they want fame in the first place. They want to become actors and politicians. They seek that attention.
Yeah, we once had a good, when Debbie, our producer, was sitting in, she felt, her philosophy was, if it comes down to the dollar, your dignity comes ahead of it, so you don't have to placate the boss or play the game.
But not everybody can do that.
In the entertainment industry, it's more about fame and celebrity than the dollar.
Right.
And as Kristen said, people need their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got two kids at home and your boss is overdoing it. You get nervous about what to do.
There's one thing. I don't know the first thing about the entertainment industry. I don't know fame. I don't know. But from what I've seen, it seems like it was so prevalent that everybody was doing it. So
yeah.
It's like every woman, every time you have a meeting with a producer or something, they're hitting on you. Right. Like, you're like, if I'm ever going to get anywhere in this industry, they're all making me do this. So, like, it's like the lesser of two evils type situation.
And of the 50 that came out, there were probably 50 that acquiesced. Or they did acquiesce anyway.
There needs to be an entire change in the whole culture of that industry.
Yeah, but I also like what you said. Sam has two nephews, a boy and a girl.
Niece and a nephew.
And at a young age,
my little niece was teasing my older nephew, 8-year-old boy, 6-year-old girl, and she kind of went a little too close to his private parts, and he told her, stop sexually harassing me in a joking way.
All right, on that note, we have to end the show. We're up against the break. We really are. So this has been a fabulous hour.
Thank you, Sam.
Get this down, please. CPLG.law. CPLG.law. Just ask for the great Sam, and he's S-A-H-M, Manocheri. Come back next Saturday night. We loved having you. We love our listeners. Sam was great today, right? Kristen Harrell?
Awesome.
Very enjoyable guest. Very articulate, and he had something to say. And he's a lawyer, isn't that good? Isn't that
isn't that
coincidental? And he's cool as a cucumber.
Thanks,
all right. Man. He looks like a handsome Mandy Patinkin with a full head of hair. Okay.
Younger.
I'm not sure Mandy, but all right.
Stan Katz is signing off.
This show furnished by Stan Katzer Productions.